İnşallah our respected guest will you know, give the bayan in Urdu, and I will try to translate my best to him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'inu wa yukilu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلوات وأتم التحيات وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، بڑی خوشی ہوئی کہ میں شہر میں حضرات سے ملاقات کے لیے حاضر ہوں اور آپ نے مجھے بات کرنے کا موقع دیا.
Our respected guest, after doing the khutbah and sunnah, and the sunnah khutbah, and he's saying that I'm very happy that I'm in your town and you're giving me the chance to talk about it.
Inna man mu'minun yaqwa, musalman, musalman wa bhaiya, chahe kahin se aaye, kahin ka ho.
It says in the hadith of Rasulullah that all the Muslim brothers, they are brothers together, doesn't matter where they come from.
اللہ پاک نے فرمایا تو مدد کر فإن الذکرٰ تنفع المؤمنین, یاد دلاؤ یاد دلانا ایمان والوں کو فائدہ پہنچاتا ہے.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that reminding is the beneficial for the believers.
قرآن پاک کا یہ کہنا کہ فائدہ پہنچاتا ہے, ضرور دین کے مذاکرے سے فائدہ پہنچاتا ہے, چاہے یہ بات ہمیں پہلے سے جانی ہوئی ہو یا ہمارے لیے نئی ہو.
If the Quran says it will give us the benefit, and surely it will give us the benefit, even we know before it or we don't know it.
Quran Pak ki baaton mein se ek baat ye hai, guru ke taala shanu ne hamein deen ka ilm hasil karne ki tarjeeh di.
In the Quran, there's one of the thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the teaching and to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
دین کا علم تحقیق کے ساتھ ہونا چاہیے.
اینڈ دا نالج آف دا دین شڈ بی وتھ انویسٹیگیشن.
اس لیے کہ علم بلا علم ایمان فی الاصل, علم بلا علم کما قال ابن القیم رحمہ اللہ تعالی, علم بغیر شک والا وہی علم حقیقی ہے جیسا کہ حافظ ابن القیم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا.
حافظ ابن القیم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ has recorded that the علم is the real علم is that one that the علم doesn't have any doubt.
اور وہ وہی علم ہے جو قرآن کا اور حدیث کا علم ہے.
And that علم is only the علم of Quran and علم of حدیث of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اسی لیے مسلمان کا سب سے پہلا یقین یہ ہے کہ جو بات چاہے دین کی ہو چاہے دنیا کی ہو, اگر وہ قرآن اور حدیث کے علم سے ٹکراتی ہے تو وہ بات صحیح نہیں.
That's why this is the belief of the Muslim that if anything, any knowledge is conflicting with the علم of Quran and حدیث, and the Muslim is reject that knowledge. Even if it's the realm of knowledge of the dunya or either in the knowledge of the deen. Because the haq will not conflict with the haq.
Agar Quran aur hadith se koi baat takrati hai chahe koi bhi ho to wo sahi baat nahi.
If it's something conflicting with the Quran and the hadith, that not the correct is wrong.
Tarikh bhi agar Quran aur hadith se takraegi to قرآن اور حدیث میں تعلیم نہیں کریں گے, اس تاریخی بات کو غلط بتائیں گے.
ایون اف دا ہسٹری از کنفلکٹنگ ود دا قرآن اینڈ حدیث دین وی ول ریجیکٹ دا ہسٹری اینڈ وی ول ایکسیپٹ دا قرآن اینڈ حدیث.
اور یہ علم جیسے مرد اور عورت کے لیے ضروری ہے, ایسے ہمارے بچوں کے لیے بھی ضروری ہے.
دس علم جسٹ لائک از نیسسری فار دا مین اینڈ وومین از آلسو نیسسری فار دا چلڈرن.
قرآن پاک میں اللہ فرمایا کہ یا ایھا الذین آمنوا قوا انفسکم واہلیکم نارا, اپنے آپ کو اور اپنے اہل کو آگ سے بچاؤ.
And the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam.
فَقُولُوا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ مُسْتَعِينًا, لوگ ہوں گے اور بچہ ہوں گے.
And the fuel of the Jahannam will be the people and the stones.
اور یہ اللہ نے فرمایا کہ اصل بچوں کی تعلیم و تربیت یہی ہے کہ ان کو دین کے علم سے واقف کرایا جائے اور دینی تربیت ان کو دی جائے.
The real rectification, the real know, knowledge of the tarbiya of the children is to give them the knowledge of the Quran and the Hadith.
Hudud Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firmaya ki min hukuki waladi ala alwalid an yuhassina ismuhu wa yuallimuhu alkitaba idha aqal wa yuzawwijahu idha akbar. Hukama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Bacche ke jo huquq baap ka hai usme se ek ye hai ki uska naam acha rakhe aur dusre ye ki usko kitab ki taleem de jab usko samajh aa jaye. اور تیسرا یہ کہ اس کی شادی کر دے جب وہ بالغ ہو جائے بڑا ہو جائے.
In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the right of a father on the son is that when he becomes, they give him a good name, and then when he becomes mature, they give him the knowledge of the, you know, Quran and Hadith, and then when he becomes a baligh, the adult, then marry him.
وہ یاد بہن کتاب ہے ہم کرتے یہ ہیں کہ چھوٹے بچوں کو جب بالکل چھوٹے ہوتے ہیں تو بہت سی چیزیں یاد دلا دیتے ہیں, لیکن جیسے وہ اسکول سے ہائی اسکول جاتے ہیں کالج جاتے ہیں ہم ان کو فالو اپ کرنا چھوڑ دیتے ہیں. ادھر عقل میں نہیں آنا, عقل میں تو بہت اصل اس کو تعلیم کر دیے دیں گے.
What we do actually, you know, that we teach the, you know, our children when they are very young, when they are very child, in the childhood we teach them a few, you know, Islam and the, you know, give them some Islamic teachings. But when they become mature, when they become aqil, and then we send them into the college.
جب حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ فرما رہے تھے وہ یعلم الکتاب اذا عقل, دین کا علم اصل جب ہے جب اس کے پاس عقل آنے لگے.
And on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the instructions that we have to teach them the Quran and the Hadith, the knowledge of the Quran and the Hadith, when he become immature, when he become a adult.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke zamane mein ilm mein aur amal mein farak nahi tha, yaad hai.
In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no difference or there is no gap between the ilm and the amal, and the knowledge and the practice.
इसलिए वाली मोहन किताब का मतलब है किताब का इल्म दे, किताब के मुताबिक तरबियत दे.
So that's why when he says that teach them the knowledge of the kitab, the knowledge of the book, that means you have to teach the wordings also, and also you have to give them the practice on those wordings.
इसलिए असल जिम्मेदारी दीनी इल्म के साथ दीन की तरबियत है.
So that's why the real responsibility is that when we are giving the knowledge of the book, at the same time we have to train them how to practice on this knowledge.
Agar humne apne bachchon ko deen se aasta nahi kiya to hum apne bachchon ki taleem,
if we are not, you know, training them on the deen or our children, then we are the zalims, we are the oppressors on our kids.
قرآن پاک میں اللہ نے فرمایا کہ قل ان الخاسرین الذين خسروا انفسهم واهليهم يوم القيامه. آپ نے فرما دیجیے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہ بے شک نقصان اٹھانے والے جنہوں نے اپنا اور اپنے بیوی بچوں کا نقصان کیا وہ نقصان اٹھانے والے ہیں جنہوں نے قیامت کے دن اپنا نقصان کیا.
ان قرآن اپنے بچوں کو ان قرآن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سے سے پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, those people who are in the real loss, that who are, you know, getting the loss in the akhirah, for these are the people in the real loss who has lost themselves and lost their families.
الَّذِينَ حَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. سن لو کہ یہ ہے سب سے بڑا خسارہ.
And understand, this is the greatest loss, this is the greatest destruction.
لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غُرَدٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ غُرَدٌ. ان کے اوپر بھی آگ ہوگی, ان کے نیچے بھی آگ.
اینڈ دیر از اے فائر آن دا ٹاپ آف دیم اینڈ دیر از اے فائر آن دا باٹم آف دیم.
ذالک یخوف اللہ بہ عباده یا عباد المتقون. یہ وہ بات ہے کہ اللہ اپنے بندوں کو ڈراتا ہے, اے بندوں ڈر جاؤ.
اینڈ دس از دا ٹیچنگ اینڈ دس از دا تھنگ وچ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گیو یو دا وارننگ اینڈ یو ہیو ٹو بی وارنڈ.
اس لیے اصل بچوں کے بارے میں فکر مند ضرور ہے آج کے پیرنٹس, لیکن میرے دوستوں اس بات کی فکر کرنا ہے کہ کس طرح ان کے اندر تعلیم کی تعلیم کے ساتھ تربیت آ رہا ہے.
Today the parents, they are really concerned about the children, but they have to have a real concern then with the knowledge of the book, how they can be trained to practice and act upon it.
ہم یہ اپنے زمانے میں یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ چھوٹی چھوٹی کچھ دین کی نالج ان کو مل جائے, پھر اس کے بعد وہ پیسے کمانے کے قابل ہو جائیں, ان کے پاس کوئی ڈگری ہو جائے,
پھر اس کے بعد وہ جاب پہ لگ جائیں, پھر ان کی شادی ہو جائے, ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ ہم اپنی ذمہ داری کو بیان کر دیتے ہیں.
Within today, when our children get, you know, really basic knowledge of the deen, and after that, they, you know, they learn the dunya, how to earn this dunya and get some money and to earn this dunya, and also after that, you know, we, you know, marry them, and we will think that we are good with our responsibility.
And the Quran is
saying that our responsibility is not fulfilled on this matter.
بات پر مجھے اور آپ کو غور کرنا ہے کہ اس ملک میں اپنے آنے والی جنریشن کے دین کی حفاظت کی تدبیریں کیا ہوں.
So now our real responsibility is that we have to ponder and think about it, make a concern that what is the responsibility to keep alive, to save the deen for us and for our generation in this country.
بظاہر ہے کہ کوئی آدمی سوچ رہا ہے تو اس کے سامنے منصوبے آتے ہیں, تجاویز آتی ہیں.
So really when the person, the people are things, then the real plans will come in front of them.
اور اس کے سامنے تقاضے آ رہے ہیں.
When the demand comes.
اور تقاضوں کے اوپر سے آدمی کو وقت بھی لگانا پڑتا ہے, پیسہ بھی لگانا پڑتا ہے, اور بہت کوشش بھی کرنی پڑتی ہے جب جہد کرنے کو.
When the demand comes, then they have to make their plans, and they have to make an effort, and they have to spend the wealth and the money, and they have to make a sacrifice on that.
دین جب تک نہیں بن سکتا جب تک ماحول دین کا نہ ملے مجھے.
Deen will not be safe when our children will not have the environment of the deen.
Aur deen ke amal ka maahol nahi hai.
When there is no environment of the practicing the deen,
aadmi ko kharab hone ke liye acha maahol na milna chahiye.
When to get the person, you know, out of the deen is enough to not have the environment of the deen.
اور اگر دین کے خلاف کا ماحول مل جائے تو اس کے بدلنے میں بہت زیادہ آسانی ہو جائے
گی. When there is an environment against the deen, there is a, you know, very much more chance that he will get, you know, out of the deen.
علماء نے لکھا ہے کہ آدمی کی مثال زمین کی جیسی.
علماء have explained that the example of the man is just like the earth.
کیونکہ یہ زمین سے نکلا ہے.
Because he come out from the earth.
تو زمین پہ اگر کچھ بنانا ہے تو محنت کرنا پڑتا ہے.
So when you want to build something on the earth, you have to make an effort.
Chaman banana hai, kheti karni hai, to bhi mehnat karni padti.
When you want to make a garden on the ground on the earth, you have to make an effort. When you want to cultivate, then you have to make an effort.
Aur agar usko bigadna hai to mehnat bigadne ke liye karni padti, banane ki mehnat chhod do, usse zameen bigad jata hai.
So when you want to destroy, then you don't have to do anything, just leave the effort. Then the earth will get destroyed by itself.
ایسے انسانی معاشرہ اچھی محنت سے خالی ہو گیا تو آٹومیٹکلی بگڑ جاتا ہے.
سو وین دا معاشرہ دا سوسائٹی دا سوشل کلچر آف دا مسلم از گیٹ یو نو اگینسٹ اینڈ ڈسٹروائڈ دین دا پیپل آلسو گیٹ ڈسٹروائڈ.
اور اگر اس پر بگاڑ کی محنت ہو رہی ہو تو بتاؤ کیا ہوگا.
So now you can think about it, if there is the effort of destroying the social, you know, of the Muslim's culture, then you can think about it, how much it will be destroyed.
School ka mahol bigadne wala.
The culture and the environment of the school is to destroy the culture of the Muslims.
Doston ka mahol bigadne wala.
The friend culture is to destroy the culture of the Muslims.
Chatting ke sare program bigadne wale.
All the chatting and, you know, program of the social network is to destroy the social, you know, culture of the Muslims.
Ghaflat aur maasiyat se mohabbat paida karne wale.
The ignorance and the sins will be developed from this
mahal.
To disrespect of the, you know, older people, this is the, you know, environment.
والدین کے بارے میں جو اسلامی تعلیم ہے بتائیے کہ ہمارے اس ماحول میں وہ تصور بچوں میں پایا جاتا ہے.
So the teachings of the Islam for the parents, do you think that our children have those teachings?
کبھی ایک زمانہ تھا کہ مسلمان کے بچے کو یہ معلوم تھا کہ ماں کو اور باپ کو محبت سے دیکھنے سے حج کا ثواب ہوتا ہے.
There is a time the Muslim children know that if you look at the father and the mother with the love, they will get the reward of the Hajj.
محبت سے دیکھنا تو دور کی بات ہے, آج نفرت سے دیکھنے کا ماحول بن گیا.
Forget about looking with the love and affection, now this is the environment of looking them with anger.
لا تقربهما مسلم, قرآن پاک میں یہ ہے کہ ان کو اس تک نہ بولو.
In the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't even say oof to them.
لیکن آج کے بچے اپنے بڑوں کے ساتھ میں کیا کچھ نہیں بولتے.
Now you can think of the today's children, what they say to their, you know, older people.
وَلَا تَنْفَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. उनके साथ अच्छी बात करना है, उनके साथ आरोप से रहना है, इधर से पेश आना है, लेकिन वो सारा माहौल जो इस बार हम अपने आंखों से देख रहे हैं, हमारी औलाद के दीनी एतबार से विवाह का माहौल है.
So you have to talk with them soft, and you have to, humble, in front of them. Now, but the environment and the action you are looking to the children, because this is the destruction of the culture in the Islamic
heading.
What we are doing for this? What we have planned on this? Don't you think this is our responsibility?
जब तक दीन का सही इल्म जिंदा नहीं होगा और सही आलिम नहीं पैदा होते रहेंगे उस वक्त तक माहौल नहीं मिलेगा.
सो व्हेन देयर इज नो करेक्ट इल्म एंड द नॉलेज ऑफ द दीन एंड द करेक्ट उलमा एंड देन द एनवायरनमेंट विल नेवर कम इनटू एग्जिस्टेंस.
और जब तक माहौल नहीं मिलेगा बनाव नहीं आएगा.
व्हेन देयर इज नो एनवायरनमेंट देन द करेक्टनेस विल नॉट कम.
इसलिए सबसे पहली जरूरत होती है बच्चों की तालीम और तरबियत के लिए इस्लामिक इंस्टीट्यूट फुल टाइम वाले उनको फराहम किए हैं.
सो द फर्स्ट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी दैट वी हैव टू प्रोवाइड अवर चिल्ड्रन अवर यंगस्टर्स द फुल इस्लामिक एजुकेशन इंस्टीट्यूट
इस्लामिक इन्वायरमेंट के अंदर
इन द इस्लामिक इन्वायरमेंट.
और उसके साथ साथ बड़ों के अंदर दीनदारी की एक मेहनत अलग से करनी पड़ती है.
Now with this effort, we have to make another effort to correct the young people, the old people.
छोटे बच्चे को करके जिम्मेदार है.
So the children, the youth, they are the responsible for the future.
और बड़े आपके जिम्मेदार है.
And the men and the people, older people, they are responsible today.
अगर आज मर गए तो आज जवान मर गए.
So if they die today, there will be a question today.
कोई औरत आज मर गई तो आज पूछा जाने वाला.
Then if the woman die today, the question will be asked today.
कोई मर्द आज मर जाए तो आज पूछा जाने वाला.
If the men die today, the question will be asked today.
जो शरीयत के जिम्मेदार है.
Because they are the responsible of the Sharia.
इस वजह से मर्दों के अंदर बड़े लोगों के अंदर दीन की मेहनत का एक माहौल बनाना पड़े.
So there is another effort to make an environment into the older people.
और बड़ों के अंदर दीन का वो तस्वुर जो आज बनाया जाता है कि जितना हो सकता है थोड़ा बहुत मस्जिद में आके कर लो बाकी छुट्टी, ऐसा नहीं.
The concept today they have the older people that just come to the masjid and just do a few amals, this is not the right thing.
दीन तो पूरा होता है.
Deen is complete.
हर हर अमल से जुड़ा हुआ होता है.
And it is connected with the every action.
इंसान के जाहिर से भी होता है, इंसान के बातिन से भी होता है.
And it is connected from the outward and from the inward.
उसके दिल से भी जुड़ा होता है, उसके नफ से भी जुड़ा होता है.
It is connected with the heart of the person. It is also connected with the nafs of the person.
कुरान पाक में फरमाया गया है कि जो लोग अपनी ख्वाहिश की पैरवी करते हैं वो लोग अपनी ख्वाहिश ही को खुदा मानते हैं.
In the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Those people who follow their desires, they are worshipping their desires."
अकावाली जब इतना का दहिना हम तो हवा. तुम्हें पता है जब आदमी का जितने अपने ख्वाहिशात को अपना मामूल बनाया हुआ है.
Do you know that the person who made their ilah, their god, their own will and wishes?
हम अपने ख्वाहिशात के बारे में क्या दहिने रखते हैं सोचिया.
So we can think about it. What we have our wishes.
इसलिए हमें अपनी तरबियत की कितनी जरूरत है.
So now we can think about it. How much effort do you need to correct yourself?
इसलिए अपने बाप मरना का अल्लाह का मन दखा और कहाँ मन दखा कामियाब जो होता है जो अपने नफ्स का तरकिया करे और बर्बाद जो होता है जो अपने नफ्स का तरकिया न करे.
In the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "The successful the person is that the person who made the purifying his soul, and the destruction of that person who doesn't purify his soul."
हमारे पास कामयाबी का तस्वीर यह है कि हम यहाँ तक सकल हो जाएं.
In our eyes, the success is that we have to be settled in this country.
हमारे पास लीगल सब चीजें सही हों.
Then we have all the legal status in this country.
उसके बाद ऐसा हमारे पास खूब आ जाए.
Then we have a lot of wealth in this country.
खाने पीने की कमी का परेशान न रहे.
Then we don't have a shortage of the food.
और हम कामयाब हो गए.
Then we think we are successful.
यही बात बच्चों को मिल जाए तो बच्चे कामयाब हो गए.
Then we think that our children get this thing, they are successful.
ये तो पहली कौमों को भी हुआ.
This is the concept that
ये तो नहीं बिलीवर्स को भी है.
This is the concept that not believers also have.
जो इस्लाम में दे रहे थे वो इससे भी ज्यादा मजे में हैं.
The people who don't even have Islam, they are more in danger.
तो क्या वो उससे ज्यादा कामयाब हैं?
You think they are more successful than?
इससे पहले फिरौन और कारून इससे ज्यादा करते थे तो क्या वो इससे भी ज्यादा कामयाब हैं?
In the past, the Fir'aun and Qarun, they used to have more than this. You think they are the more successful?
قرآن یہ کہتا ہے کہ لوگ ناکام ہیں.
Quran is saying these are the people who are
failures. They
were failure in the past, they were failure today, they will be failure in the
future.
The person is the only successful who is the person purifying
himself.
The person who purified his soul. The person who purified his heart and decorated his heart with the good character. The person who has the dignity. The person who doesn't have a show off. The person who has the ikhlas in his heart. The person who doesn't have a pride. The person who doesn't have the ujub. The ujub is not only that you have to feel yourself that I am a good.
Ujub
is this one that the person himself is thinking that I am a good. In the pride, the person will think that I am better than the
other.
In the ujub, this person will feel himself that I am better, but he is not concerned about
other.
And this is the major sin.
Just
like drinking wine is the major
sin.
Just like eating interest is the major sin. And ujub also the same
thing.
So now you can think about it, how much this human being is involved in essentially
in ujub.
And if you ask any person, he will think that I am good. And this is the major sin. So you can think about it, how many disease, how many dirt we have in ourselves. That's why our soul is dirty.
बड़े लोगों में भी खत्म हो जाए तो उनमें भी एक माहौल बनाने की जरूरत है जिसमें पूरा दिन धीरे धीरे इंसान के अंदर आ जाए.
So that's why we have to make an environment that all the people also get the deen in them slowly, slowly.
जाहिर है ना आलू मुद्दों को इस्लाम में कहा था ईमान वालों इस्लाम में पूरे आता है.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, all people of the belief enter into the Islam completely.
قرآن پاک میں پچھلی کتاب والوں کو کہا گیا کہ اگر تم مینوں لے جاؤ کتاب میں رسک کرو لے جاؤ کتاب کے کچھ حصے پر ایمان رکھتے ہو کتاب کے دوسرے کے ساتھ گزر کر دو
نبرا اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی says for the previous nations that you believe some part of the book and you don't believe some part of the book.
مسلمانوں کو اس لیے سنایا گیا کہ مسلمان ایسا نہ کریں.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this to the Muslims that Muslims shouldn't be doing this. My talk to somebody is that we have to have a thing and make a concern about the deen a lot. And we have to make a lot of effort. Then we have to make a spend our life and effort for this. We think our time is passing ease, that's what we were thinking, we're not going to be questioning the fight of
Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this speaker in the concern in ourselves that what is our responsibility in regards to the deen. And to fulfill those responsibilities, we have to step ahead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the opportunity to make an action.